Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, August 8th. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. We're picking up in Romans chapter 13 today, and if you hear some knocking in the sound recording, it is because they are doing a lot of construction on the second floor directly above my office. And so as you hear the knocking, think about progress, that we're making progress in the renewal of our church. Many of the men and women from Brassfield and Gorey have been around the church. There are lots of meetings going on about next phases, and much is being done in the children's area today. In Romans chapter 13, we learn about respecting authority and then love for all people, and also about the brevity of life. Everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. So anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished. For the authorities do not strike fear in people who are doing right, but in those who are doing wrong. Would you like to live without fear of the authorities? Do what is right, and they will honor you. The authorities are God's servants, sent for your good. But if you are doing wrong, of course you should be afraid, for they have the power to punish you. They are God's servants, sent for the very purpose of punishing those who do what is wrong. So you must submit to them, not only to avoid punishment, but also to keep a clear conscience. Pay your taxes too, for these same reasons. For government workers need to be paid. They are serving God in what they do. Give to everyone what you owe them. Pay your taxes and government fees to those who collect them. And give respect and honor to those who are in authority. The next section says, love fulfills God's requirements. Owe nothing to anyone except for your obligation to love one another. If you love your neighbor, you will fulfill the requirements of God's law. For the commandments say, you must not commit adultery, you must not murder, you must not steal, you must not covet. These and other such commandments are summed up in the one commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to others, so love fulfills the requirement of God's law. This is all the more urgent, for you know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living. Because we belong to the day, we must live decent lives for all who see. Don't participate in the darkness of wild parties and drunkenness, or in sexual promiscuity and immoral living, or in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, clothe yourself with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, and don't let yourself think about ways to indulge your evil desires. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. There's a lot here that I would like to discuss. I just want to leave it to 2 points. One, this passage reminds us that we should respect and submit to governing authorities. One, because they punish wrongdoing, and number two, because they seek our good, meaning they work for the welfare of all those that are in their principalities. Now, having said that, we all know that there are reasons for civil disobedience. If what we are commanded to do is forbidden in God's law, then we are allowed to have civil disobedience, but we're still called to be respectful of those in authority. I think, for example, in Babylon, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were actively involved in civil affairs, but when they were commanded to do something that was forbidden, to worship an idol, they did not do what the government told them to do. Another example of this is the Hebrew midwives. In Egypt, they were called to kill the infant boys, but they decided they could not do that in good conscience. And so they actually lied to the Pharaoh and said, "These women, they're so stout, these babies, they come out so quickly." Anyway, maybe that was the truth. Maybe it wasn't a lie, but all to be said, they were not going to kill the babies. They knew that was not in God's law, that it was in direct contradiction of God's law. The other thing that I wanted to mention was the brief nature of this life, the ephemeral nature of this life. Another word that I had to look up today, lasting for a very short time. And so as Paul reminds us here, we need to focus in on things that matter and not on things that don't matter. Listen to this passage again, verse 11. "This is all the more urgent, for you know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed." We should build our lives on the eternal things, things that last, the truth of God's word, His love, and His righteousness. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We're reminded and challenged by it to be a people who respect authority, all the authorities that you have put forth in our lives. Help us to remember to pray for those who are in power. Lord, we ask for your wisdom to come down on them. We also ask for your help, Lord, in times when we do not want to obey, but it is the right thing to do. And so we ask, Lord, that you would help us to be obedient. Lord, help us to love all and to pay that debt to everyone, the debt of love. And then ultimately, Lord, give us eternal perspective. Help us to remember the brevity of life. And may that catapult us into knowing today is the gift. And so today, help us to see it as a good and gracious gift from you. Thank you for all my brothers and sisters. Lord, many of them are walking through very difficult times. I ask for your strength, your sustenance, your watch care, your help, your presence, which is palpable. And Lord, I ask that you would help us to confess our sins and know that you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As we end our time together in prayer, Lord, we just want to breathe in and breathe out, reminding ourselves that we can have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.